Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, this is Sam. How are you?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
I'm okay. What about you?
Doing
Hello?
good today.
All right, so this is a good
You
time to
doing
talk
here?
to you.
Sure.
All right, so did you get your email? Actually, I just sent you the new revised design as per your last feedback. Can you
No, I
check your
haven't
email?
seen that.
Can you check your email?
I'll need to go to my computer.
Go. Hey, did you get it? Alright, so did you open the email? The link?
I did.
Alright, so
Yep.
as per your feedback, what my understanding is that I believe you are talking about the same thing what we did. Hey, what happened with my laptop? Oh. My God. Hey, give me one moment if you don't mind. I don't know what happened with my monitor. It's gone black. Hey. Come on. What happened? All right, sorry for that. Actually, my monitor was gone black. I don't know. Oh well, now it's fine. Yes. So, did you open it?
I did.
So, how much I can understand your email? So, according to that, I have made some adjustment. But you can review that, and you can let me know if you did correct or wrong, so I can adjust accordingly.
Yeah. Let's see. I almost have to open the email to see what I. What I said. I mean, I know. Okay, in the main menu, I mean, you added trades with the different trade types, I think, which is good. I had intended to leave strategies as a menu option, and about us.
It's already leave from the header. I already did.
About us, the frequently asked questions, and then adding feedback. So. So there's some changes there that I talked about.
Where? On the home page?
On the home page, main menu.
On the banner image or what?
Where it says home, trades, blog, and feedback. I had asked to add trades, which you did with the three submenu items, run and during earnings events and post and outs.
Oh, where? In the header? Are you talking about the header, right?
In the header, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
I asked to to leave the menu option strategies there, which is gone now.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's having a misunderstand. Oh, you mentioned in your email like leave strategies for now, but I have things through how it's okay. Leave about it and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was thinking like you were saying we need to remove that. So for now we just hide.
No, I would have said remove.
no, my developer thought about that. Oh, it's a misunderstanding. No problem. Actually, we haven't removed it. We just hide the section. No problem. I can rehide it. No issue with that. I will get it back.
Okay.
Number. Actually, we just hide it. So we need to undo the strategies about us. No issues.
Yeah,
okay.
And I said leave about us, and I said leave frequently asked questions, and I said rename the disclaimer and replace that with feedback, so you have feedback there, which is great.
Uh-huh.
And you added blog, which I think that'll work for now. We'll probably call it something else, but just having a menu option there is good. The main title, or I don't know, heading that you have there, mastering trading earnings events. Master trading earnings events with high probability option strategies. You can remove the quote at the end of strategies. That doesn't need to be there.
You're talking about the pre-announced section?
No, I'm talking about the text that's over the image right at the top.
Okay. Master trading earning events, that's one?
Yes.
Okay, I will remove that. Okay.
No, the only thing I want you to remove is the quote at the end.
Okay.
After the S in strategies.
Gotcha. Okay.
That quote does not belong there.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Okay, and given that it wraps to a second line, I would probably include a carriage return somewhere, probably after with. So I'd have master trading earnings events with, and then a carriage return high probability option strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's on a second line.
Okay, so the second line would be start from the high probability option strategies, right?
Yes.
Okay, got you.
Okay. So the next thing, the three boxes that you have, run into earnings, day of earnings, and pre-announce are correct, and I like you know what you've done with that.
Uh-huh.
I like that it changes color when you hover over them. The only thing is I had intended for those to be above the Y trade earnings events.
Uh-huh.
So they could maybe straddle the section between where the image is and where the section of Y trade earnings events, because I'll put text underneath that,
okay.
Y trade earnings events.
Okay.
Okay. But otherwise, I think those look good. On the Y trade earnings events, there does not need to be a space between the the S and the question mark.
Okay.
The question mark can follow the S.
Uh-huh.
And then what we'll want to do is where then the next section where it starts with pre-announce.
Uh-huh.
We'll want to change that to match that run into earnings.
Okay, run into earnings. Okay.
So where it says pre-announce,
uh-huh.
We'll say run into earnings.
Okay.
And I'll need to play with the text underneath that, but just
okay.
Know that section is run into earnings.
Okay.
And then the next, so the grid that you have there, I think is fine for now. When we get into the development of that, it's probably going to include different columns than what exists there today. But as a representative sample, I think that's fine.
Okay. So in sorry, I interrupt you. I'm so sorry about that. In the pre-announce strategies, so there is 8 boxes there according to your email. So what you want exactly? You're talking about, you just said the columns it will be at. So what exactly thing you want in this section?
So what my intention to do here is, and we'll change that heading to run into earnings strategies.
Gotcha.
Rather than pre-announce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I will provide you with a heading that is the title of the strategy and a short description of the strategy.
Gotcha.
So when I click on it, it's going to take me to a strategy page that outlines the details of the strategy.
Got your point. I already covered that. It's not length yet, but it's already covered. That is called inner pages, right? I will definitely understand that. So for now, these 8 boxes is fine, and you will provide me the data for that. Got you.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I think those are fine.
Mm-hmm. Please go ahead and into the next section.
And instead of, so the next section, instead of day of announce, just say day of earnings.
Uh-huh, gotcha.
So that it matches what's up above. The grid is fine. And then the next section should be day of earnings as well. All right, day of earnings strategies. And similarly, we'll have up to 8. There may not be 8, but, I just wanted to set the context for this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then last, post-announce is fine. The grid's fine. And then post-announce strategy is fine. And then those boxes, again, are something that's going to be, we'll add content to with links to details.
Mm-hmm. And then blog section.
Yeah, I think the blog section is good. I need to think about what we'll, whether we'll call it blogs or something else. But I think that's fine for now.
Gotcha. Right. And right. So anything else needs to be done on the side? Because the changes that you have mentioned, that's only just what count or what changes that we need to just change the headings and something, right? That is a small change. I will do it after this call within an hour. No problem. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. One thing that just I'll ask, the grids, for each of the stocks, right? They have squared corners, but the other boxes that you have rounded corners. How difficult would it be to make those squared corners?
On the design, on the boxes you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want rounded?
I'm just looking at it. It kind of, I don't know.
Are you talking about?
Are they rounded? Is there a reason for why you chose rounded from a design perspective, or?
Actually, the rounded is according to the design I choose that. I'll be honest with you. And can you refresh your page?
Can I do what?
Can you refresh your page? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Hard refresh, which is by pressing Control Shift R.
Okay.
And see on the top the changes that you mentioned about the menu.
Yeah.
And on the home banner, I did that.
Yeah, that looks better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the next thing, that next section, you know, those, the three boxes that are run into earnings, day of earnings, and post-announce need to go above that Y trade earnings events.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, I don't know if you can have them straddle kind of the, you know, the image from that top box and, you know, that next block that is the Y trade earnings events. And then, like I say, I think it might look cleaner if all of the buttons had square corners rather than rounded corners.
Okay. So I will go ahead and remove all rounded corners and change into the square.
Yeah. And then the rest of it, I think. Go ahead.
I know. I'm saying that we will just remove the rounded corner into the square. That's fine. What do you think?
Yeah. Do what? I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm saying I will go ahead and remove all rounded corners into the square.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll work. The only other thing I'm wondering is whether or not there's any other way that we can maybe differentiate those three different sections for those three different trade types on the home page. Right now, you know, they're just they're mirror images of one another. I mean, they look identical, and I'm wondering if there's something that we can do that provides
for the picture,
more,
right? The banner picture you're talking about, right?
I'm not talking about the picture itself. The picture can be anything. I'm actually talking about, so if you have the, you know, if you just look at the pre-announced section with the pre-announced strategies, the way it is today, I think that looks great. You know, the next section then that is day of announce or will be day of earnings with the day of earnings strategies. I'm just wondering if we should make it look somewhat, not have a different style, but I'm just wondering if maybe a different color, one of the other colors in the palette, or, you know, if there's more something that just makes it look a little bit different. You know what am I making sense of what I'm trying to accomplish here?
I got your point. I just need to change the color. Okay, so I will go ahead and change the background.
Well, I don't know if it's just a change of color or what it is.
I will adjust by myself, right? I will adjust it myself. Okay? I will adjust it. So it will be
Yeah.
same transaction then. I will
Okay.
adjust by myself. No worry. Don't worry about that. My designer will do something.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just would like those three sections.
Should be different.
You know, they're I know they're very similar, but I would like for them to look somewhat distinct. I don't want them radically different at all. You know, and like I say, it just may be a slight change in color. Maybe we use, you know, the light blue in one section and the medium blue and the dark blue in the third section, something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
I got you. I got
I'm
you.
just looking.
I will let my
Okay.
designer know, and he will do something for you. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So
Okay.
as so far the entire design is fine, but there's a very little changes. That is a little adjustment. I will go ahead and do that for you. But rather than the design, the flow of the design is fine. You like that, right?
Yeah, with the changes we just talked about.
Yeah, that as I mentioned, that is a very few change, which is to change the heading and
Yeah.
color. That's not a big deal. I will do it after 1 hour. No issue with that, right? But I'm talking about the
Okay.
entire flow of the website from top to
Yeah.
bottom. It's totally
Yep.
fine, and you approve
Yeah, I
that.
think.
So can you do me a
Yeah.
favor? Can you?
And what you cut out?
Yes, I am here.
You asked me if I could do something, but you cut out.
Right. So what I'm saying that, so the can you do me a favor? Can you reply me back like with your approval that throughout the design is fine, but there is a little adjustment about the color and the wording. So I need to show my management so we can move to the second step and create your inner pages, which is whenever you click on these strategies, so it will be redirect to the different page. So I need to move on that step. So I need your approval by email so I can move on. So can you do me a favor?
Okay.
Line me back. Right now I can hold the line for you. I'm holding the
Yeah, let me
line. I'm holding the line.
I'll reply to it, but I want to include the changes that we talked about.
No, okay, that's not an issue. If you want to, you can again email me again. Otherwise the thing is fine. You already mentioned to me the email. You just emailed me, or you did already long time before?
I will email you in the
Okay.
next probably 15 minutes.
Oh, that's great. No issue with that. So that is, there is a management confirmation. I need to show that the client has approved the design. There is a little adjustment, so I will do that for you. No issue with that, right?
Okay. All
So anything else needs to be done on the site?
Not from a homepage design. Obviously, there are sub pages that we haven't designed, right? So I'm not sure how that plays into the approval of the design,
What do you
right? Because if I click on strategies or trades or whatever, you know, it's going to take me to a different page, and those pages haven't been designed.
What happened? Let me explain you what's the next. Right, the first step is basically the homepage design, the entire flow of the site, right? As we discussed,
Yeah.
there is design is fine. Right, then we, on the second step, we move to the inner pages. So inner pages means is that we will go ahead and create each individual page for you. Okay, so whenever you will be click on the
Okay.
strategy, it will be redirected to that page. That is called inner pages. So it will be done on the second step once you approve the first step. The first step is there on the home page
Okay.
design once approved. That's the thing.
Okay.
And again,
Okay.
the second step, we will create inner pages and if you want to make some adjustment there, like a heading and colors or so forth. So we will do those adjustments for you.
Okay.
So in this way, we will keep continuing the website done. So, right, and I have Thomas online with me, right? So from my side, well, I will be waiting for your email for your approval, right? And the second thing is that I will get back to you along with the changes and along with the inner pages most probably on Friday, right? On Friday,
okay.
I will get back to you, okay, before the day end. And for now, I have Thomas online, so just stay with me. So he wants to talk to you something.
Okay.
From my side, I will definitely get back to you on Friday.
Okay.